This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1698. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 5th, Alaska, Angola, Argentina, China, Cuba, Czechia, Equatorial Guinea, France, Greece, Indonesia, Korea North, Laos, Mexico, Micronesia, Morocco, New Zealand, North America, Norway, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Philippines, Russia, Seychelles, Spain, Taiwan, USA, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Stephen Lockwood reports that KNLS in Alaska is removing the Harris Shortwave 100 transmitter from service, and they're selling off the parts. So they must have given up on that one, and will have only one transmitter and one frequency at a time. That's really been the way they've been operating for quite some time, although occasionally they have put up a schedule showing two transmitters and two frequencies at one time. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal says the shortwave transmitter in Angola is moribund and may be closed down sooner than you think. Ron Hart in California reports hearing Radio Nacional Angola, presumably, December 1st, better than normal, below threshold level reception. It was clearly in Portuguese with some singing at 0338 on 4949.71. Here in Oklahoma, I often hear at least the carrier in the evenings. I believe it's on the air 24 hours, and obviously off frequency considerably below 4950. We were apprehensive about Argentina when Brian Clark in New Zealand found Rai Buenos Aires missing on Friday, November 29th at 2020 from 15345, and also UT Saturday the 30th at 0250 missing from 11711. That's when it should have been in English to North America. Furthermore, it was not heard on Saturday or Sunday evenings on 15345 when the same transmitter relays the domestic service Radio Nacional, but we were glad to hear it back on the air again on Monday, December 2nd. Actually, UT December 3rd at 0100, always closer to 11711 than 11710. Here's a little-known time signal station on longwave, heard by Mauro Giroletti in Italy, bclnews.it. It's the BPC time signal in Henan Province, China, on 68.5 kilohertz, heard November 30th at 1822 with beep beep time signals. Fairly good reception. Not clear how it IDs or if it IDs, but I suppose the exact frequency gives it away, 68.5 kilohertz. WRTH shows the power is unknown, and the schedule is midnight to 21 UT. And the mode is CW, not AM. Ron Howard in California reports Sichuan PBS 2 on 6060. Surprised to hear a good strength open carrier from 0913 November 28th. It suddenly started modulating at 1000 without any time signal, but with the usual multi-language ID, nationality channel. This is the People's Radio Station, SW6060-7225, FM88.1. He says, indeed, they seem to run the same ID at the top of every hour. Especially this time of year, Cuba's Radio Rebelde 5025 no doubt reaches into the southeastern USA even in the daytime, and it may have even reached me in Oklahoma, November 30th at midday, 1809 UT. I can at least detect a carrier. However, since then, even at night, the signal has often been off the air. So if this continues to happen, that's a good chance to try for other stations around 5025, notably the Peruvian Radio Quillabamba, as pointed out by Art Delibert in Maryland. Meanwhile, Radio Havana is coming and going. You never know what they'll do from one day to the next. In early December, 17730 came back on the air in our mornings. It had been off for a few months, and it seems to be back on to stay. better than 17580, which has interference from the IBB in Germany. 6100 is a replacement for 6125 for the last 2 hours of English at 0500 from Havana. They got off 6125 when Wolfgang Büchel convinced them there was a collision with Spain, which extended its schedule on that frequency until 0600. Another major long-wave transmitter in Europe is due to close down soon. Kai Ludwig reports that the 270 kHz unit in Czechia will be closing on the 28th of February next year, according to an announcement from Czech Radio. Originally it had two 750 kilowatt transmitters in parallel, but now they're only running one of them. But they're both functional. They alternate which one is used from 1 week to the next. As of December 4th, Radio Africa Equatorial Guinea continues to broadcast on 15190, not only before 2000 UT, but afterwards, when another Radio Africa is now transmitting on the same frequency via WRMI Okeechobee. So Radio Africa, originating in California, is interfering with itself, two different program streams of various preachers. By coincidence, the African antenna at Okeechobee is aimed at 87 degrees, which is right at Bata, Equatorial Guinea. But it also crosses major population centers such as Dakar and Lagos. Must be a bad interference problem in Africa, as it is here. Actually, it takes about 4 minutes for WRMI to come up on the frequency after it changes from 17790. That goes off at 2000 UT, and it's a last-minute replacement for the originally planned 21525 for this service, which was an old WYFR frequency, starting at 1400. Jeff White says they had trouble getting that transmitter to function with the 21 megahertz antenna. Radio Africa is mostly in English, but one day I heard the WRMI version in French, December 2nd at 2100. More later about the new WRMI. Here's another totally unnecessary collision on the almost vacant 16-meter band. 17850 has both France and Spain on it between 17 and 18 UT. As I noted November 30th, of course, they're aiming in different directions, but that's no excuse. They still interfere with each other. If there's propagation from one country, there probably is too from the country next to it. Shortwave from Greece has been sporadic. Sometimes the main frequency 9420 has been missing, but so far it's always come back. There may come a day when it never comes back. In communication of the British DX Club for December, Dave Kenny sums it up. Greek riot police cleared the Athens headquarters of the former state broadcaster ERT on 7 November. Former ERT employees had been occupying the building since the government closed ERT and sacked its 2,600 staff in June. Many refused to leave the building and continued to broadcast via internet and on a dwindling number of terrestrial outlets, including shortwave. Programming since 8 November has switched to the ERT studios in Thessaloniki, which are still occupied by the sacked staff. Shortwave transmissions have been intermittent since early October. Frequencies are 7450, 7475, 9420, 11645, 15630, 15650. Usually up to two of these can be heard, mainly in the evening and overnight period. And he adds, the new state broadcaster, NERIT, is not expected to start until 2014, so the unofficial ERA transmissions could continue for some time yet. Nick Hodgko in Australia reports hearing another frequency, 9935, with a strong signal, December 2nd at 1918, with rock and roll music. Ron Howard has been hearing a weak carrier on 3995 since November 29th. Now confirmed that RRI Kendari Indonesia is back on the air. According to Atsunori Ishida's website, rri.jpn.org, he was first hearing it on November 25th. They sign on around 2100 UT or a bit earlier. He usually hears it then in the local mornings, but on one date he also had it with a weak carrier between 1000 and 1601. That was November 27th. I continue to hear the clandestine for North Korea, Radio Free Chosun, on 9775, some days with an amazingly good signal. The carrier is on before 1400 UT when programming starts, especially December 4th. It was rivaling the VOA Philippines transmitter in Korean on 9800. The transmitter site for this has been listed both as Uzbekistan and Tajikistan, but from here that's transpolar, and I just can't believe it's from that part of the world. For example, at the same time, India has a very poor signal on 9870. Now I have some info that the site for this may be Palawig, Philippines, that is Radio Veritas Asia. I wonder if they have a Catholic connection to Radio Free Chosun. Anyhow, that site would fit the reception I've been getting. And checking the current RVA schedule, they have three transmitters, but only two of them are accounted for during the 2 hours of Radio Free Chosun, 14 to 16 UT. Ivo Ivanov reports a frequency change of shokaze, or sea breeze, from Japan for North Korea about abductions. The new transmission at 16 to 17 UT has moved from 5975 to 5910. And I suppose the other one at 1330 to 1430 may also be moving. It has been on 5910. An interesting situation on 6250. Ron Howard in California reports stations from both North and South Korea are mixing now rather than one jamming the other with noise. At 1200 UT, Echo of Hope, but with IDs as VOH, were heard, mixing with Echo of Unification, also in Korean. And this mixture has also been reported by several others. If you do hear something on 6250, do not assume it's Equatorial Guinea reactivated, unless you're sure it's in Spanish. According to the AOKI list, the 6250 situation has Echo of Hope from Hwaseong in South Korea at 0555 to 2400 UT. Echo of Unification from Pyongyang instead has 2 hour and 5 minute broadcasts starting at 04, 12, and 22, both of them shown as 100 kilowatt non-directional. Big news concerning KBS World Radio South Korea, which has been inaudible in North America, trying to broadcast to us in English at 13 to 14 UT on 15575, direct from South Korea, but it just won't propagate in the winter. However, December 3rd, I tuned in WRMI 9955 just before 14 UT, and instead of Slovakia, as heard the day before, there was KBS World Radio. I had urged Jeff White to try to get a relay of KBS on one of his many WRMI transmitters at Okeechobee, and that has now happened. I also heard it the following day. So listen at 13 to 14 for KBS in English. Unfortunately, this has been on the antenna aimed to the south-southeast, and I'm hoping he'll switch an hour earlier to the antenna aimed northwest for much better reception across North America. Most of us hear Lao National Radio 6130, if at all, around 1200 UT, when they broadcast seven gongs, the local time being 7 p.m. But now Ron Howard in California has heard it much earlier and much later. November 28th, he was hearing their unique repetitive interval signal from 0855 to 0858. And then on December 2nd, he was hearing a segment in English 1357 until 1418. They announce that their English program is at 21 to 2130 local time daily on 567 and 6130. But that was a special program devoted to their national day, December 2nd. Oh, I should point out that his hearing it before 09 UT is equivalent to before 4 p.m. local time in Laos. Of course, this is the best time of year for that to be possible in the Northern Hemisphere. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1698. Our website brings you a lot more information. Go to worldofradio.org or worldofradio.com. You'll find a treasure trove of information, especially in the archive of DX Listening Digest, our large weekly publication rounding up all the most important DX and station news, not only about shortwave. You can read more about what you've heard on this program by going to the latest edition as soon as it's published, number 13-49. Your contributions always welcome via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com, or by check or money order on a U.S. bank in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. After I heard a carrier, presumably from Cuba, at midday on 5025, I went looking for Mexico on 6185. And by golly, there was something there, and it was just barely modulated, and furthermore slightly on the low side of the frequency, which is characteristic of Radio Educación, 1810 UT, November 30th. And furthermore, it was coming in much better at 2215 with jazz, which turned out to match their program schedule. So now I'm quite sure that XCPPM is on the air during the daytime, although it's relaying their medium wave outlet on 1060. The separate shortwave programming begins about midnight UT for only 6 hours. I don't know when they come on. I don't hear them around sunrise. And I do know they turn off the carrier sometime as much as 30 minutes after 0600. I expect daytime reception of this would be better further south in Baja, Oklahoma, not to mention inside Mexico. Harold Sellers in British Columbia reports hearing PMA, the Cross Radio in Micronesia, much later than usual, on 4755.5, November 30th at 1418 in English, until fading out at 1540, with Christian worship and praise songs and an ID at 1430 as the Cross Radio. This occasionally happens, I think, because their automatic timer fails to turn off the transmitter at the usual time of 11:58 or 11:59. By the way, this station has an official call sign according to WRTH, but do they ever announce it? It's V6MP, Victor 6, Mike Papa. Here's a surprise comeback to shortwave, putting one country back on the map, Morocco. First reported by Torsten Hallmann in Germany, December 3rd at 1800, Medi 1, on 9579.2, a strong signal in Europe, ID in French, and news in Arabic. He says it had not been heard for several months. And it's again on its off frequency, causing a heterodyne to anyone on 9580. Wolfgang Büschel measured it on 9579.139. And I heard an A-note heterodyne after 0200 UT, December 4th, against China via Cuba, which put Morocco on 9579.12. I didn't think it had been that long, but Wolfgang Büschel says they had been off since September of last year. But there was another change. The next day, December 4th, they fixed their off frequency and went back to where they were supposed to be, 9575, as heard by Eric Kuya in Denmark at 1636 UT. For the fifth Friday in a row, November 29th, I heard Radio New Zealand International on the wrong frequency. The one had been used in A13, 6170. Instead of the B13 frequency at 13 UT, 5950, which is still heard the other days of the week. My North American pirate logs this week on the less than 7 MHz band, November 29th at 0106, a very good signal on 6935 USB. In fact, I could still hear it if I turned the RF gain all the way down with external antenna, of course. It was Blue Ocean Radio. No, it wasn't. It was actually WDDR Drunken DJ Radio, who was calling or acknowledging a request from another pirate, Blue Ocean Radio. November 30th at 0152 on 6935.2 AM, I was hearing bluegrass music and an ID as from West Virginia, Radio Appalachia. December 1st at midnight 57 on 6940 AM, XFM, The Power of X. Sven Martinsen in Norway reminds us of the schedule of his low-power station LKB slant LLE. LLE3 is the call sign on 5895 and LLE2 on medium wave 1314. There's a morning broadcast on Wednesdays at 0615 to 0930 and an afternoon Thursday at 1530 to 1730. They include Morse IDs, which may help since it is low-powered. Reports are wanted. He says next week, that is the week of December 11th, Radio Northern Star will be leasing the transmitters at LKB LLE at the same transmission times. The programs will not be in parallel to the internet stream. Ron Howard in California notes the Papua New Guinea station on 3365 NBC Milne Bay, relaying national radio, December 1st, was running late. He heard it from 1428 until he tuned out at 1521. Could they be on even for 24 hours? They're playing a lot of Christmas songs and were mentioning the NBC Papua New Guinea anniversary. Also identified as the voice of PNG on 90.7 FM. Nick Hotchko in New South Wales confirms at least on that date they were on the air all night on 3365, very loud, from local sunset at 0900 to well after sunrise at 1900 UT. A shortwave listener forwards news from a site in English in Mongolia. Voice of Russia to halt shortwave broadcasts. The International Radio Service, Golos Rossi, will stop shortwave from January 1st next year. It's closing due to funding cuts. It will broadcast several programs in foreign languages, including Mongolian, for the last time on December 29th. Voice of Russia was established in 1929, of course, not under that name, previously known as Radio Moscow. After the shortwave service goes off the air, only three low-power medium-wave transmitters will be used to broadcast to other countries. It will mostly use FM transmitters based abroad. Such a cut to shortwave had been rumored for several months, but until now the station had refused to confirm anything for sure. Alexander Jadischov in Ukraine replies to this news that according to Kommersant.ru, their budget for 2014 is expected to increase by 458 megarubles, approximately $13.8 megadollars, year to year. The management of VOR has already announced plans to spend millions on social network promotion campaigns, and the planned budget for 2015 is around $135 megadollars. The VOR schedule, including English, of course, has been published in DX Listening Digest. Ivo Ivanov reminds us of one of the transmissions, which is supposedly lasting until December 31st rather than 29th, 11 to 15 UT on 9560 to Southeast Asia via Novosibirsk, but it can be heard in North America. Automatic translations from Russia are usually very unclear, but one in BCDX says that the state radio company will stop broadcasting Radio Russia on shortwave next year due to budget cuts. That's Radio Rossi, the main program domestic service, which already has only a few shortwave frequencies left. Last week, we reported that the BBC would be closing down its Indian Ocean relay station on the Seychelles at the end of March. If you'd like to hear them before it's too late, their entire schedule can be summed up quite succinctly. They're on only five frequencies for 11 and a half hours a day. 04 to 06, 12095 and 15420. 06 to 08, 15420 and 17640. 11 to 11:30, 15:530, 14 to 15, 15:420, and 17:690, 15 to 20, 12:095, and 15:420. It's mostly in English, except for Somali at 11 and at 14 to 15. Of course, much of the time on 15:420, there's co-channel interference from WBCQ. Keith Barone complains that the Chi-Com has started jamming his English language weekly one-hour program, PCJ Radio International, 1330 to 1430 UT Sundays, via Sri Lanka, on 9335. The jamming sounds like that running water utility we often hear on other frequencies, not necessarily as jamming, but this went on continuously for quite a while. He says it was especially bad in the Beijing area. He's certain it was deliberate jamming, although 9335 is, of course, really in a fixed utility band where such a transmission could possibly be coincidental. We don't yet know whether he'll be trying yet another new frequency for this broadcast. It's a lot easier to hear Tajikistan relaying other stations or even its domestic service than its own external service. But Dave Valko in Pennsylvania Hardcore DX did pick up the voice of Tajikistan on 7245, November 28th, with a carrier at 0157 and opening around 0200. It all depends, of course, in North America on how little amateur interference there might be. It was already fading out by 0213. The new WRMI from Okeechobee, Florida, did get underway just after 0500 UT December 1st, more or less according to the previously published schedule, except for that change concerning Equatorial Guinea or Radio Africa I mentioned earlier, and including many, many hours of brother scare relays. Fellow Floridian Terry Kruger did an interview with Jeff White, and here are a few points from that. They have access to all the former YFR transmitters and antennas except number 6, which was recently scrapped but will probably be replaced soon. A local farmer has always owned the land. The lease has been transferred to us, says Jeff White. It's a square mile. There were 13 transmitter operators employed by Family Radio. Two of them will be full-time with us, and we'll also hire some of the others part-time. The two full-timers have worked there for 28 and 30 years. Jeff says I will probably be at the site 3 or 4 days a week for the foreseeable future. The old Wilkinson transmitter at Hialeah will be scrapped, except for tubes and parts that can be used in other transmitters. We plan to transfer an auxiliary 10-kilowatt Collins up to Okeechobee. Remember, the WRMI programming itself remains on the traditional frequency 9955, but now with much better reception in North America, even when it's aiming south, which is still most of the time and still much of the time with Brother Stare, but you can still hear the various DX programs as well. The World of Radio times are only these: UT Thursday at 0430 and Tuesday at 1200. Advisable to keep an eye on the website for further changes in the transmission and program schedules. www.wrmi.net. Dave Valko reminds us there's news in English from Zanzibar at 18 UT on 11735. The propagation outlook from Boulder: ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4 December 7th and 8th, and again on the 26th, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux peaking at 145 December 6th and dropping to 125 by December 20th. That's World of Radio number 1698. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found the program informative, and we'll make a point of hearing me again next week.